Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about Google's frantic two-year race to catch up with OpenAI in the AI chatbot arena.
Ah, yes. The great AI sprint of 23 and 24. It's a wild story, right? Like Google, the search giant, being blindsided.
Totally. Imagine the pressure. They're the AI-first company. Sundar Pichai pledged it years earlier, and suddenly, OpenAI's ChatGPT is stealing the show, threatening their core business, search.
So, what did they do? Hit the panic button?
Hard. Sisi Xiao gets 100 days to build a rival. 100 days. That's insane pressure. They called it Bard, and it was all hands on deck, pulling people from different teams.
Sounds chaotic. Did they pull it off?
Well, they launched, but remember the James Webb telescope blunder?
Oh, right. Bard claimed it took the first pictures of exoplanets. Ouch. Stock price tanked. 100 billion, poof.
Exactly. And meanwhile, OpenAI keeps innovating. GPT-4 drops. It's even more powerful. Google looks like they're driving a Civic in a Formula One race, to quote Pichai himself.
So, they needed a new engine? What did they do?
They merged Vertu AI Research Team, DeepMind and Google Brain to build Gemini, a super-powered language model.
That's like assembling the Avengers. Did they have to make some tough choices to keep up with OpenAI?
Absolutely. They clamp down on research publications, fearing leaks to competitors. Resources got diverted, other AI projects suffered. And, they kind of lowered some safety guardrails to speed up launches.
I see. Interesting. So, Gemini launches, right? Is it a game changer?
It performs better than ChatGPT in tests, gets integrated into search with AI overviews, and even spawns cool projects like Notebook LN, which can create podcasts from text. Pretty neat, right?
Podcasts from PDFs? That sounds incredible, actually.
It is. But even with all this progress, Google faces challenges. Remember the racist and sexist image generator controversy? And the glue-on pizza search result? These incidents highlight the risks of rushing AI development.
Good point. It seems like a delicate balancing act, pushing for innovation while also ensuring responsibility, right?
Precisely. And there's the ongoing pressure to monetize these advancements while also dealing with antitrust concerns, which could seriously impact their revenue. Plus, the competition isn't standing still. Other chatbots are emerging, and OpenAI isn't slowing down.
So even with Gemini, Google's race is far from over.
Exactly. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Even though they've been sprinting for the last 2 years, it'll be fascinating to see what the next chapter holds. And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.